The 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is entering its final days, with the Synod Fathers continuing their discussion of the Word of God and the life and mission of the Church. One emphasis has been on the Holy Scriptures and ecumenism, and one of the guests at the Synod was Anglican Bishop of Durham and noted Scripture scholar Thomas Wright. He spoke to Philippa Hitchin about his experiences.
It's enormously exciting and it's a great privilege, and I pinch myself each day and I think, wow, I get to go to the Vatican and work with these people and sit down with folk who I've read about. But that sense of privilege of being on the inside of a conversation that's really going to have enormous impact, I think, around the world is very, very exciting. And of course, I come with the Lambeth Conference this summer very much fresh in my mind. We had 3 weeks as well with lots of bishops there, but it's organized in a completely different way. And we were discussing all different kinds of subjects, whereas this synod is very focused on the one subject. And that's been, I think, very fruitful. It's enabled us to go quite deep into this one subject of the Word of God. So there has been a concentration. But also what's been exciting for me, hearing the different language groups, the different groups from around the world, I think there are more different world cultures represented here than at Lambeth.
Ecumenism is one of the focuses of this Synod of Bishops on the Word of God, the emphasis on the idea that reading scriptures together can actually help in the search for truth, for unity, for reconciliation. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the most exciting things right off the top in this synod was to be told that baptism and Bible are focuses of, or perhaps means of, unity. And that's a very interesting combination, that, you know, we do share the one baptism, so that if somebody moves from one denomination to another, we do not rebaptize them if they've been baptized in the name of the Trinity. And in the same way, we don't say, throw away that Bible you've got and I'll give you a totally different one.